So 3:4:28. This is so hold on. This will come from there. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 4 and verse 28. Rajovacha Nidhanam Upagateshu Vrishni Bhojeswa Adhiratha Yuthapa Yuthapeshu Mukhya Satu Katham Avasishta Uddhavoyad Dharir Api Tatyaja Akratim Triadhishaha Nidhanam upagateshu vrishni bhojeswa adhiratha yuthapa yuthapeshu mukhya satu katham avashishta uddhavo yad dharirapi tatyaja akratim triadhisha. Nidhanam upagateshu vrishni bhojeswa adhiratha yuthapa yuthapeshu mukhya satu katham avashishta uddhavo yad dharirapi tatyaja akritim triadhisha. Nidhanam upagateshu vrishni bhojeswa adhiratha yuthapa yuthapeshu mukhya satu katham avashishta uddhavo yad dharirapi tatyaja akritim triadhisha. Rajovacha. Nidhanam upagateshu vrishni bhojeswa. Adhiratha tapeshu mukhya. Satu katham avasishta uddhavo yad. Dharirapi tatyaja akritim adrisha. Rajovacha Nidhanam upagateshu vrishni bhojeswa adhiratha yuthapa yuthapeshu mukhya satu katham avasishta uddhavo yad dharirapi tatyaja akritim triadhisha. Rajovacha nidhanam upagateshu vrishni bhojeswa adhiratha yuthapa yuthapeshu mukhya satu katham avasishta uddhavo yad dharirapi tatyaja akritim triadhisha. Rajovacha nidhanam upagateshu vrishni bhojeswa adhiratha yuthapa yuthapeshu mukhya Satu katham avasishta uddhavo yad trai dharirapi tatyaja akritim triadhisha rajo vacha Nidhanam upagateshu vrishni bhojesva adhiratha yuthapa yuthapeshu mukhya satu katham avasishta uddhavoyad Harirapi tatyaja akritim triadhisha. Matajis. Rajo vacha. Nidhanam upagateshu vrishni bhojesva. Adhiratha yuthapa yuthapeshu mukhya. Satu katham avasishta uddhavoyad dharirapi tatyaja akritim triadhisha Raja uvacha The king inquired Nidhanam destruction Upagateshu, having overtaken Vrishni of the Vrishni dynasty, Bhojeshu, the Bhoja dynasty, Adhiratha, great commander, Yuthapa, commander in chief, Yuthapeshu, amongst them mukhya prominent saha he tu only katham how avasishta remained uddhava yat whereas hari the personality of godhead Api also tatyaje finished akritim complete pastimes. Tri adhisha the lord of the three worlds. Translation and purport by Jivan Grishla Prabhupada ki jai. The king inquired At the end of the pastimes of the Lord of the three worlds, Sri Krishna, and after the disappearance of the members of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasties, who were the best of the great commanders, why did Uddhava alone remain? Purport. According to Sri Jiva Goswami, Nidhanam means the transcendental abode of the Lord. Ni means the highest and dhanam means opulence and because the abode of the Lord is the highest manifestation of transcendental opulence his abode can therefore be called nidhanam apart from the grammatical elucidation the real purpose of the word nidhanam is to indicate that all the members of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasties were direct associates of the Lord and after the end of his pastimes, all the associates were dispatched to their respective positions in the transcendental abode. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elucidates the meaning of Akritim as pastimes. A means complete and Kritim means transcendental pastimes. Since the Lord is identical with his transcendental body, there is no question of his changing or quitting his body. To act in accordance with the rules and customs of the material world, the Lord seems to take his birth or leave his body. But the pure devotees of the Lord know well the actual fact. It is necessary, therefore, for the serious students of Srimad Bhagavatam to follow the notes and comments of the great acharyas like Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti. To others who are not devotees of the Lord, the comments and explanations of such acharyas may appear to be grammatical jugglery. But to the students who are in the line of disciplic succession, the explanations of the great acharyas are quite fit. The word upagateshu is also significant. All the members of the Vrishni and Bhoja directly reach the abode of the Lord. Other devotees do not reach the abode of the Lord directly, but the pure associates of the Lord have no attraction for the opulence of any planets of the material world. Sometimes, due to inquisitiveness, devotees who are to be promoted to the abode of the Lord have some attraction for the opulence of the higher material planets above the earth, and thus the desire to see them while going up to the perfection. But the Vrishnis and Bhojas were directly dispatched because they had no attraction for material planets. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also suggests that according to the Amarkosha dictionary, Akriti also means signal. Lord Krishna ordered Uddhava by signal to go to Badrikashram after his departure, and Uddhava, as a pure devotee of the Lord, carried out the order more faithfully than going back to Godhead or the abode of the Lord. That was the cause of his remaining alone even after the departure of the Lord from the face of the earth. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So far we have been reading about the talks between Uddhava and Vidura. And yesterday, we read how Uddhava left. He was on his way to Bhadrikashram. And so he leaves that after that night. He spends the night and then he leaves to proceed to his journey towards Bhadrikashram. Now, the discussions between Uddhava and Vidura were primarily around how Vidura inquired about the welfare of everyone after meeting Uddhava for a very long time. And then Uddhava explains to Vidura about remembering Krishna, pastimes of Krishna inside Vrindavan, outside of Vrindavan. And then he says how the Lord gave him ancient Srimad Bhagavatam and how Maitreya Muni was also nearby, was in the same place. And in this way, after this conversation, when Vidura requests him to instruct, he says, please go to Maitreya Muni. And then Uddhava leaves. Now this conversation is now gets, let's take a step back to the conversation between Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. As we know, Srimad Bhagavatam is a lot of conversations nestled inside each other. And hence we find that, so Maharaj Parikshit is kind of inquisitive to know, why did or how did Uddhava stay behind? All the Vrishnis and the Bhoja dynasty, everybody went back to Godhead and Lord also went away to his planet. Then why did Uddhava alone remain? So that is a natural question that Parikshit Maharaj inquires of Sri Sukadev Goswami. And of course, the answers will be revealed in the following verses we will read in the succeeding days. But for now, in this purport, the Prabhupada explains, first of all, there are three parts of the purport. First, Prabhupada explains about the word Nidhanam. The word Nidhanam is shown as destruction of the Vrishnis and the Bhojas. And another meaning of Nidhanam is they went back to their transcendental abode. So how Prabhupada reconciles both the meanings. Then, the second paragraph of the purport description about how the Lord also winds up his pastimes in this world. And in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this is further explained in more detail as to how the Lord starts thinking, okay, my purpose is accomplished here. And then I should orchestrate the disappearance of my entire Yadu dynasty. The demigods headed by Brahma and Shiva, they come and they also tell the Lord that, oh my Lord, based on our prayers, you descended to this world. Now your pastimes are complete. The purpose is accomplished. So you can please go back to your transcendental abode. And hence the Lord creates all this arrangement that the dynasty, how they were cursed by the Brahmanas. And then from Dwarka, then Krishna says that let's go to Prabhasetra. That's around 200 kilometers plus from Dwarka to the Prabhasetra, south of Dwarka in Gujarat province of India. And then they go there, and then how the Lord leaves this planet for his transcendental abode. And in this way, we find the Lord is called an Akritim, complete his pastimes, his complete pastimes. And in the final purport, paragraph of the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains about how Uddhava stayed behind. So we'll spend some time discussing the glories of Sri Uddhava today. Sri Uddhava was an exalted personality. He was an exalted devotee of the Lord. In fact, he was the cousin of Krishna. His father was a brother of Vasudev. So that way they were paternal cousins, Krishna and Uddhava. And Uddhava had the privilege of staying with Krishna almost all the time he was in Mathura and Dwarka. He used to work around with Krishna, dine with Krishna. So he was very close to Krishna in his personal activities. Also, Uddhava was a disciple of Brihaspati. So hence, he was very intelligent. He was the counsel or the advisor of Krishna in multiple matters. In fact, there are so many incidents where the Lord takes the counsel of Uddhava. There is a specific incident given in the Srimad Bhagavatam again as to how when there was this this pastime of the kings who were captured by Jarasandha and were in his prison, they sent a letter or message to Lord Krishna in the Sudharma assembly. This was read out that, oh my Lord, this king Jarasandha will give us all Narabali to satisfy, to get powers from Lord Shiva. So please come and rescue us. Please come and save us. We are all surrendered unto you. So when the Lord heard this message, so all the Yadavas, Yadu dynasty, all everybody said, okay, let us now plan to attack Magadha province of Jarasandha and destroy him. So that was their plan, that to actually go with army and attack Jarasandha so that all these kings who are his prisoners can be freed. At the same time, Narad Muni comes to the Sudharma assembly and then he brings a message from Maharaj Yudhishthir about the Rajasu sacrifice that is upcoming. And he says, Maharaj Yudhishthir has invited you, O my Lord, to come and attend Hastinapur, this great sacrifice. So then Krishna and all the Yadu dynasty, they are in a dilemma. It's called Dharma Sankat. Whether to accept the invitation of Maharaj Yudhishthir or to go to attack Jarasandha and destroy him and free all the kings. So this was kind of a disturbing situation, that they were not sure what is the right course of action. Here in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha duskritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. So the Lord comes for two purposes. So, and here both these purposes were kind of a conflict in terms of priority. Whether he should go to Paritranaya sadhunam to attack Jarasandha and free all the kings who were devotees of the Lord, or dharma samsthapanarthaya, or shall I go to Yudhishthir Maharaj and actually do this sacrifice, which is part of establishing dharma? So should I do this first or should I do that one? What was the right order of execution? At this point of time, Krishna rightly turns towards Uddhava and he asks Uddhava in front of the whole assembly that, O Uddhava, you are the wise one. Please give us guidance as to what should be done. And Uddhava, true to his reputation, he comes up with a brilliant plan. He says, O my Lord, of course you are omnipotent, you know everything, but since you are ordering me to give you counsel, I will give some words of my own opinion here. He says that, Sri Uddhava says, that actually the purposes of these two, there is a common link between the two events. And he explains how what he means by that. He says that you should actually go to Hastinapur to the sacrifice of Maharaj Yudhishthir. And also you should know that Maharaj Yudhishthir cannot do the sacrifice before he defeats all the kings, including Jarasandha. And if you go with the entire army to attack Jarasandha for this purpose, then actually it will be a lot of destruction. And Jarasandha is a very powerful king. The best way to actually kill Jarasandha is to go on a one-on-one fight with Jarasandha. And only Bhimasena is capable of doing that among all the Pandavas. So hence, let us have this plan. You go to Hastinapur, meet with Maharaj Yudhishthir. So that purpose is served. Then with him, you go as Brahmanas to Jarasandha, invite him for a fight, and then Bhimasena and Jarasandha should fight. This way Jarasandha can get killed, and then afterwards, the path for the sacrifice is kind of open. So you can this way combine both the purposes in one trip, and you can accomplish both the objectives. So this way find how Uddhava, kind of using his intelligence, he used to actually guide the whole Yadav dynasty. And Sri Uddhava was also very kind of careful about Maryada Vithikraman. He knew the etiquette of Vaishnava etiquette also. So we see how when Krishna asks him now you should go to Badrikashram, Uddhava actually is in tears. He says, oh my Lord, I will go. But actually, when the Lord with the whole Yadus, they go to the Prabhashatra, Uddhava actually follows them. And before that, Krishna gives him the message of whole Uddhava Gita. In the 11th canto, again, it is explained how Krishna gives the entire Uddhava Gita, explains to Uddhava very nice instructions. And then when again they meet in Prabhasa, there again Krishna gives him the summary from Bhagavatam. So you find out how Uddhava gets Gita in Dwarka and Bhagavatam in Prabhas. And this way he is that way favored by the Lord. And when Vidura requests him that please, instruct me that knowledge. So Uddhava knows that Vidura is so much elder to him. And Maitreya Muni is kind of the contemporary of Vidura. So he doesn't take the opportunity, let me now speak to you Bhagavatam. He says, no, you please go to Maitreya Muni. So that way he does not transgress the etiquette of overpassing a senior Vaishnava, and he actually directs Vidura to go to Maitreya Rishi. So this is again, we see how even though Uddhava is so expert, so intelligent, but he carefully ensures that the principle of Maryada Vitrikaman is properly implemented, and he doesn't transgress that etiquette of going beyond his senior. And also, this was his Uddhava's exalted position. And when Krishna had to send someone to Vrindavan with the message to the gopis and the Vrajvasis, he again chose no one else than Uddhava. So Uddhava gets his message from Krishna, and then he proceeds towards Vrindavan in his chariot. As soon as he goes to Vrindavan, actually, it is sunset time, and Uddhava has in his mind, okay, my Lord has sent me in this mission, so I will go. And to all the Brajvasis who are deep in sorrow from separation of Krishna, I will go and give them the instructions of yoga, and that way I'll be able to relieve their separation feelings. So Uddhava goes there, and as soon as he goes, he asks, how do I go to, where is Nanda Maharaj? He goes to Nandagram, and all the devotees tell him that, Nanda Maharaj, follow these two rivers, go uphill and you will find Nanda Bhavan there. So when the Uddhava goes there, reaches that point, he sees that those rivers are actually tears coming out of the eyes of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. So Uddhava asks their welfare, asks everything, and then how we see Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, they are saying that, when will Krishna come back? Is he doing well there? Is someone giving him butter there? Is he being well fed there? Oh Uddhava, please tell us what mistake we did that Krishna went away and he is not returning from us. Were we too harsh in chastising him when he was naughty? Did we do something so that my dear child was offended? Why is he not coming back? So when they ask all these questions, Uddhava is completely moved. He starts seeing a totally different mood of devotion in the Vrajvasis, which is very different from what he was accustomed to in Mathura. And then Uddhava, of course, explains that he is remembering you all the time. This is a message, and he will definitely come back soon. Your son is Sriman Narayan himself, so please don't worry. Be assured. After that, Uddhavji goes to meet all the Brajvasis, and he sees how each one of them, every day, they get up in the morning and they get dressed only waiting to see Krishna. So now one can kind of imagine that, one day we'll wait for somebody, somebody leaves your home, we'll wait for 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. But here these Brajvasis, they have been waiting every day for last so many years, expecting that Krishna will return today. Now through common sense, we cannot explain this, how this is possible. But we understand that it is through the Yogamaya potency of Krishna that their intelligence is bewildered or discovered, and they think every day, they are completely hopeful that Krishna will actually return that very day. In fact, when he met the gopis told him that we are like an animal who is caught in a house which is full of fire. So in that fire of separation from Krishna, we are burning every day. But we cannot escape this fire. Just like this room which is full of fire and the animal is trapped here, there is a bolt on the door. And even though the animal is burning, the animal cannot escape because there is a bolt on the door. Similarly, Krishna's promise that he will come back is that bolt that is preventing us from giving up our bodies. So even though we are separate, we are now burning every day of separation, but we will continue to live till Krishna fulfills promise and he returns and we see him again. So that was their mood of surrender. Uddhava was completely perplexed by seeing that. And he also saw that some gopis were doing meditation. So he asked them, it's very nice that you are doing yoga meditation. That way you will be able to control your mind. But please advise me, please tell me, what is your object of meditation? So then the gopis explained that, oh, we are not thinking of anything. The only purpose we are doing this dhyan is somehow we can forget Krishna. We can remove Krishna from our heart. So our object of meditation is to remove Krishna because we cannot stop without thinking of for a moment. So Uddhava is further bewildered. He says, what? Typically in yoga, one does so much of focus and meditation so that one can focus his mind on Krishna, so that we can remove our mind from distractions and focus on Krishna. The gopis are following a reverse process. They are doing yoga so that they can forget Krishna. So this is something he, Uddhava, understood. This is beyond my understanding also. So this way Uddhava actually, he earlier planned to actually spend a few days in Vrindavan, but ended up spending almost 6 months there, spending time with all the Brajvasis, and the gopis took him to all the places where Krishna had performed many pastimes. They repeated all the pastimes, they told him, and actually that gave them pleasure and joy and relief from their suffering. And Uddhava was happy to see that. He said that, okay, at least this is giving them some kind of relief, some happiness, that whenever they remember Krishna, whenever they enact his pastimes, then that gives them immense joy. So Uddhava was very happy to be able to do that service. And we find that this way Uddhava actually graduated from being an expert in Aishwarya Buddhi to actually move to, from there to Premamaya Buddhi. He actually moved to the platform of pure the love of the gopis, which is very exclusively found in Vrindavan alone. So at that point, Sri Uddhava, in his humility, he wanted to take the dust of the gopis, of the lotus feet of the gopis, so that he can get an iota of that love that he experienced there. But he was too embarrassed to ask them to give their dust. So he prayed that, I want to do tapasya here, so that I become a blade of grass in this Brajabhumi, and that when I become a blade of grass here, all the gopis will step on that, and this way I will get the dust of their lotus feet. So Uddhava actually does tapasya there. There is a place called Uddhava Kund, where Uddhava does ghor tapasya, and his only purpose of that tapasya is to somehow be born as a blade of grass in Braj, and he can receive the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis who are having such high love for Krishna. And in fact, even in the category of the blade of grass, he aspired to become like the lowest of that also. There are many varieties of grass. He wanted to become the Gulbalata. That type of grass is kind of even further insignificant among the grass category also. So that was Sri Uddhava's humility. Even though he was so exalted position of being Krishna's direct associate, he got this training in Brajadham as to how to live in separation from Krishna. And we find that how Krishna at the end, when he all the Yadudanashis kind of going back to Godhead, Krishna instructs Uddhava alone to stay back and continue that separation that he kind of learned in Vrindavan. And Uddhava, of course, is very he's crying a lot, but he says, my Lord, I will execute your instruction. And he goes to Badrikashram, and in this is the on his way he meets Vidura, and then we see how this comes to place. So to summarize, we see how in today's verse Parikshit Maharaj is asking Subhadeva Goswami about why did Uddhava stay behind when everybody else went away, when Lord also went away. And Prabhupada explains how all the Yadu dynasty, they went to Nidhanam, they went back to their transcendental abode. How Krishna also finishes his activities, Akritim, and he also went back to his abode. And Uddhava, being that great personality, he continued to stay behind, and how he was so glorious in both Aishwarya Buddhi and how he got an exposure, a glimpse of the Buddha, the love of the Vrajavasis. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comments? We are out of time. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. One question. Thank you. Very nice class. When we transgress, when we don't follow properly etiquette of respecting senior devotees. Right. So my question is, what kind of reaction we have in our spiritual life? This is my question.
Sorry, I couldn't hear. So your question is, how do we follow etiquette?
You know, like in the story in Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, so we give, you know, respect to senior devotees in many, you know, circumstances. Right. You know, there are our seniors. So if you don't follow properly,
okay,
maybe because of ignorance, you can say ignorance, not just by purpose, by ignorance, we don't acknowledge them. So what is a reaction in our spiritual life for that?
Thank you. Yes. So actually, in the previous verse of this, previous verses, Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains that when one fails to follow the proper etiquette in respecting a senior Vaishnava, then actually it leads to reduction of his fame, his ayu, his wealth and his opulence and overall qualities. So actually it has a very heavy reaction if we don't follow the etiquette properly. But of course, due to lack of knowledge or lack of awareness, if one does by mistake, then one should ask forgiveness, because Vaishnavas are compassionate also. So they can help you kind of, but it's important to ask for forgiveness when there is an etiquette being transgressed. So that way the reaction can be nullified. Thank you. Yes, please.
Thank you, Prabhu. The pastimes of the Lord, as we know, they're so wonderful. So many teachings are there for the future generations to learn. And this is a reflection that I had in the pastime when, at the last moment when Krishna is ready to leave, he gave the order. The pure devotee gets the order to stay and finish the business that Krishna came to. He didn't have apparently enough time to go and associate with the other devotees. So he sent Uddhava. He faithfully, is mentioned, what he caught my attention was, is he faithfully followed the order of the Lord, right, than to go, you know, like where he's at, or his abode. So now, saying that, I remember a pastime from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which another devotee, pure devotee of the Lord too, this is a pastime too. It's a long pastime, but I make it really short, quick. So this is the story of Gadadhara Pandi. Mm-hmm. Gadadhara Pandi wanted to go with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, and he tried in many different ways, but the Lord was denying, no, you cannot come. But he was going and following. At one point, he, practically speaking, he was forcing himself to go with him. Mm-hmm. But then Lord Chaitanya gave many arguments and forcing him to go back to do his service. Right. So it appears like a contrast, because they're pure devotees, but one of them faithfully went and happily to do follow the order, right, Uddhava. But in this particular case, he was not really, you know, like faithfully going there. So I wonder if you can make more comment, or maybe somebody else.
That's a good observation. That's a nice sharing. And of course, I think it all, if you see here, it depends on the intimacy of relationship and the type of sambandha they have. So we see how Uddhava and Krishna here. Uddhava is in Aishwarya Buddhi, and that way he was kind of, whatever the Lord says, he just obeyed it. He always felt that I just should take Krishna, whatever he says, just follow the instructions very easily, clearly, there was no argument. There was no kind of a back and forth discussion. Nidhadhar Pandit was kind of more kind of, also he was Krishna, Mahaprabhu's contemporary, same age. They were kind of on the same age group. So they were also friends. And but they were, if you look at their relationship, it was kind of, he had that adhikar. Nidhadhar Pandit had that adhikar to be able to tell Mahaprabhu, no, I will not do something. Whereas Uddhava was more like, if you tell him do this, he will just do that. So it was more like the kind of rasa they had between each of the interactions. So each is a nice, great devotee. One of the, both are contemporaries, both are kind of on a peer, same age profile, same age group of the Lord. But I think the mellow that they had with each other extending over a period of time. So when a specific exchange comes, then it kind of, you know, it carries over that mellow. That yes, I will obey what you say exactly, or I will have an argument to at least, you know, put it against you. So that is my understanding.
It's a question of rasa.
Yeah, it's a question of rasa, yeah. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.